the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk. Tonight's game is driven by Gateway Toyota Scion. Route 37 East in Toms River, where their success is measured by your satisfaction. Participating sponsors include Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Play hard, but please play safe. Open MRI of Wall. Medical imaging when you need it most. The Water Street Grill. Waterfront dining in Toms River. And the best place to watch the game. DCH Freehold Nissan. Celebrating the grand opening of their new big service center. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. Open 7 days a week in Point Pleasant Beach. Ocean First Bank, where you'll find extraordinary community banking. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 6 locations all focused on getting you back in the game. All Shore Media, your total Shore Conference sports resource. And Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar at the corner of Hooper Avenue and Fisher Boulevard in Toms River. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Week number 9 of the high school football season. We are live from Brick Memorial High School as the Mustangs getting set to take on the Rebels of Hal. Brick Memorial in line for a spot in the Central Jersey Group 4 playoffs. For Hal, who comes in with a mark of 3-4, it has been a season of what-ifs and what-will-not-be's. We will take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll have the pregame show for you. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, along with Brad Biroscano and Frank Costantino, the regular crew of Friday Night Football, back in action tonight. We step out for a brief 60-second timeout. We're back for the pregame show right here on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Barry Cottrell, General Manager at DCH Freehold Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win and inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Freehold Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFreeholdNissan.com or on Route 9, we're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Freehold Old Nissan.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
This is the DCH Freehold Nissan pregame show, driven by DCH Freehold Nissan on Route 9, serving Monmouth, Middlesex, and Ocean County. Whether it's new, used, or Nissan-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll find what you're looking for at DCH Freehold Nissan, delivering customer happiness. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
And we are back here. It's the pregame show of Friday Night Football from Brick Memorial High School. We welcome you in for the 9th broadcast here of the regular season. Getting set for some playoff activity a week from tonight, we hope. Brick Memorial, Ed, as we'll go down to the sideline first for you. The Mustangs have played their 8 games. They are just waiting to see how things shake out, if they will have a spot, and where they could potentially be in Central Jersey Group 4.
Yeah, it's a simple scenario, Matt. They could either be 6, 7, 8, or 9. What they have to happen is North Brunswick, Colts Neck, Neptune. Those are the 3 teams that are fighting Brick Memorial. 3 of those schools will get in, 1 will be out. So if Brick Memorial gets a win tonight from one of their opponents, they will be in at either the 6, 7, or 8 spot.
Kevin, hard to say that for Brick Memorial the game means nothing, because I don't think you ever play a game and say that it means nothing. They're anticipating that they will play next week, and they would like to be on a positive roll and head into the playoffs with a winning record. You know, not often do you see teams make the playoffs with a losing record, but that is the scenario for Brick Memorial tonight. They could lose and still get in because they played their 8 games. They'd obviously much rather win, but they'll have to do it without starting quarterback Ryan Saplinski, who is out with a fracture in his knee. He will not play today. He is expected back, however, next week. But that will juggle things around a bit tonight for Walt Curry and staff.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, and again, Matt, I think you're right. It's not that it's a meaningless game, but this is not the kind of game you would want to risk anything, because the Stags have to feel like it's fairly likely that they are going to get in the playoffs. I mean, the odds are certainly in their favor. So, you know, they would like to have Saplinski ready for next week, and they expect that will be the case. So as a precaution, he sits out tonight, and Cody Pinho, who's the starting tight end, moves to quarterback. And it's not like he's played a whole bunch of it. Some mop-up duty last year, really, as this has been Saplinski's show from the first week in September. So, it's a difficult task with only about a day or two to get a new quarterback ready. And, listen, we're talking about Saplinski, who probably a lot of people are not familiar. He's really turned into one of the better quarterbacks in the shore. I mean, he came into tonight, you know, throwing for 981 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's been very, very good. Does a nice job running the ball as well. So this indeed is a big loss for the Stags.
Ed, hard to talk about how without mentioning their offense, though it has been a disappointing year for the Rebels. They will have an opportunity to finish things out with a couple of wins here down the line tonight, Thanksgiving, and of course in the consolation round, as they have already been eliminated from state playoff consideration. And who would have thought that, with Ryan Davies coming back at quarterback and the numbers again that he has put up this year, over 2,200 yards, he has thrown 24 touchdowns, yet his team doesn't have a winning record.
Yeah, it's amazing, Matt, when you think of that. And then talking to some of the Brick Memorial coaching staff, they think that this could be the best passing combination that Howell has had since they've put in this new, run-and-shoot offense, of which is led by Ryan Davies this year. The problem has been on the other side of the football, Matt and Kevin. That's the defensive side. Whereas they have the number one offense in the shore at over 450 yards per game, defensively they rank near the bottom of the shore. That's an uncommon trait for the Rebels.
In their losses this year, they have given up 28, 52, 21, and 40 points. Kevin, it's hard to win despite how good your offense could be, because you can't expect to score every time, but that's almost the situation Howell's put themselves in.
You know, listen, Howell has been a prolific offensive machine the last few years, and, you know, they have won their fair of high-scoring affairs. But the two things that have really hurt them this year are the defense that, you know, Ed alluded to, and also the lack of a running game. And when I say a lack of a running game, I am talking about, Matt, 41 yards a game average on the ground. And while Howell is a pass-first team, they would like to have some balance. But, you know, talking to Coach Davies before, he just said, you know, he doesn't have as strong as offensive line as he's had in the past. They just have not been able to run it at all to control clock. So it's a bad combination, and it's why they're 3-4, but probably the most exciting 3-4 team on the shore.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. You combo Davies with a receiving core that has three of the top eight receivers in terms of receptions, led by Brandon Yeagel, 61 catches coming into the year. He's got 9 touchdowns and close to 1,000 yards. Nick Craig, the slot receiver, has 32 catches on the season. And Torrey Robinson, one of the other guys, 28. That is three of the top eight. I mean, Kevin, you don't see that very often. We've seen good receiving corps from Howell before, as recently as the last couple of years. But as Ed said, and the Brick Memorial coaches feel, this could be the most talented group they've ever had, and the numbers would tend to agree with it.
Yeah, they have been good very, very often. You know, they had that group a couple of years ago with, you know, the Handys and, guys like that. But obviously this is a very, very strong group. But the key tonight for Howell will be able to, you know, get their points, but not allow Brick Memorial to come back and score. And you know what? I think the fact that with a quarterback change and the last-minute quarterback change for the Stags, this is a tough situation for Memorial tonight. I really do believe it'll be a tough game for them to win.
Jump down to the midfield area for the opening coin toss between Brick Memorial and Howell.
The officials, too. Over with the chain crew. I'm sorry, at the 50-yard line, at the Howell sidelines, Mr. Schwartz, he is your head linesman. Behind the Howell captains is Mr. Bunt. He is your back judge. Behind the Brick Memorial captains is Mr. Frake. He is your field judge. This is Mr. Bortula. He's your umpire. I'm Mr. Lozowitz, your referee. For identification purposes this evening, Brick Memorial is green. Howell is white. Howell, you get to call the flip. The ground. If it gets stuck, we're going to throw it again. Howell has won the toss.
Receive.
You want to receive? Memorial?
Hey, Howell has won the toss and has elected to take the ball. That's odd, isn't it?
With the top offense in the shore. Yeah, right?
Rebels are in their home white uniforms tonight with the white helmets, the dark blue H on either side, dark numerals as well, and the white pants with the blue striping. Brick Memorial, they're all green uniforms tonight, white numerals with the gold outline and the gold helmets.
Tonight's game driven by Gateway Toyota Scion, your community-minded dealer since 1993.
Time out here for the National Anthem. We're back right after this with the opening kickoff. It's high school football here on the Shore Sports Network.